Chapter 67. Larson reaches over and buckles me in.
How much do you trust Aurora?
Well, I was beginning to trust her like a sister, until you just said that.
I'm sorry. I don't want to ruin your budding friendship. Forget I said anything.
He reaches to unbuckle me. I swat his hand away. Like I'm going to forget you just said that.
Very well. As you know, there was a very sophisticated sabotage attempt during stage 2 of the show. I can't be too careful.
And you think it's Aurora?
No. Of course not.
Of course not. She won, Zach. She made it. What the hell reason would she have to sabotage this voyage?
Please listen. We are all susceptible to outside influences, powers that can sway us into making decisions we wouldn't normally make, actions we wouldn't normally take, for reasons we might not even understand. It happens. And as I've taken stock of all of us, including myself, I understand we all have moments away from the cameras. Moments that aren't accounted for. It's natural, even on a heavily monitored television show. Everyone on this ship has them. But Aurora has more. Many more. Plus entire evenings that can't be accounted for during the show.
Tequila.
Excuse me.
She snuck tequila. Don't ask me how she's a magician, into the studio, and would hide out in a storage closet and write songs. I was even in there one night with her. I'm not kidding. That's the truth. Larson's face visibly brightens, and he exhales deeply.
Thank God. That's what I was hoping to hear from you. A logical explanation. Now we can wake the others. Excellent. So you trust her?
100%. I must still be groggy, because it feels like someone else is saying the words.